Shavua Tov, Mishnah Yomi is in Perek HaGozel, Chapter 9 of Bava Kamma, Mishnayot 6 and 7. Today, yesterday, we discussed the case where somebody stole or robbed somebody else or was holding their property and then made a Shavua. They swore that they did not owe anything to the victim. Now, that was a false oath. And then they later admitted, yes, indeed, they had stolen or they owed. So then they had to pay not only the principal, but also a chomesh and also a korban asham. Now, Mishnah Vav continues this explanation, not only with a keren. He gave the keren, the principal. That means a horn. Keren is cognate to horn in English. He gave the principal, the original amount, but not the one-fifth penalty. As we've seen before in discussions of Truman and other places, this one-fifth is the total. So it's really 25% of the keren of the original amount. Machalo ala keren, velo machalo ala chumish. What if the victim forgave him for the keren, the principal, but did not forgive the chumish, the penalty? Or machalo al zei, where he forgave both, chutz mipahu misheva pruta bekeren, except for less than a sheva pruta amount, a minimal amount of the principal, einu tzorich leilich acharav. Then the thief does not have to go personally to the victim of the theft to return the amount and to apologize, because the only amount outstanding now is less than a pruta. And we said it was a pruta that would trigger him having to travel to Madai or Spain or whatever it is to personally return the gezela. But now the Mishnah brings the corollary case, natan lo et chomesh. If the thief gave him the penalty payment, lo natan lo et keren, had not given the principal the original amount, or machalo ala chomesh, the victim forgave that chomesh penalty, lo machalo ala keren, but not the principal, or machalo al zei chutz mishava pruta bekeren, or the victim forgave everything except for at least a pruta's value of the original principal, tzorich leilech acharav. Then now the thief has to travel personally and deliver the repayment to set things right. As we mentioned, being Elul, he really shouldn't have done this in the first place, and not only that, but making a shvua, he's now made this sort of a public spectacle in front of the court, in front of Hashem. So it's not just making things right by the victim, which of course he must do, but also the korban asham is to make things right by Hashem. Now Mishnah Zion throws a wrench into this case. Natan lo et keren, the thief gave him the principal, v'nishba lo ala chomesh. But then when the victim said, hey, you also owe that 25%, that chomesh penalty, he falsely swore that he had paid it already. Now, that's another shvuat sheker, another oath, which is lying, which is denying a financial obligation. And then he later confesses to this new additional level of making a false oath, of denying payment. Harei zei mishalem chomesh ala chomesh. Now he has to pay a chomesh for the chomesh. So now the first chomesh becomes a new keren, because that's what he's denying in his second oath. And now he has to add another chomesh for that false shavua, denying owing that financial obligation. Od she yitmat keren pachot misheva pruta. This could continue a number of times until the keren, the new keren, the amount he's denying in his oath, is less than a sheva pruta. Then it would no longer apply. It's no longer a significant amount to trigger financial obligations in halacha. And the Mishnah adds v'chen, and also bepikadon. Pikadon is a deposit. So this is not only the case of robbery or theft. If Reuven left something with Shimon and Shimon was supposed to watch it, and then Shimon ended up eating it or benefiting from it, and now it's gone, so then he's also on the hook if he swore falsely. For instance, he swore that this item was stolen when in fact it was not, when in fact he just ate it. Shneamar, and this is Psukim in Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 5, verse 22, Bepikadon o bitsumet yad o vigozel, o ashek et amito, o matza aveda, vechichesh ba, venishba, ol shoker. So it's not just stealing. It could be a pikadon, a deposit, tsumet yod, a loan, gozel, stealing, robbery. O ashek, ashek is like cheating, you know, withholding wages. Or he found a lost object and then denied finding it, and he makes this shvua to deny this financial obligation. In all of these cases, the same rules apply with the chomesh, with the asham, and with having to return it if the value outstanding is at least a pruta. Harei zei mishalem keren v'chomesh v'asham, as the Mishnah says. Heichen pikdoni. So what if the person says, hey, where's my deposit? I gave you something to watch. Where'd it go? Amr lo avad, and the guardian says, well, it was lost. So if it's lost, and the shomer, the watchman, is a shomer chinam, he's not being paid to be a custodian, so then he really wouldn't have to compensate the original owner. So mishbiach ani, but the owner said, hey, I want you to make an oath, I want you to swear, v'amr amein. He says amein, which we say after blessings, but it's an affirmation of the oath, as that it's if somebody adjures him to make an oath, is the technical term, and he says amein, then he is making that oath, he's on the hook for that oath. Eidim eidinato shachlo, and then witnesses come and say, hey, the shomer, the watchman, ate it. It wasn't lost, it was lost into his stomach, and he was lying. Mishalim karen. So then the watcher pays only the karen, only the original value of what he consumed. Hoda me'atzmo, but if he then admits after making this false oath, mishalim karen v'chomesh v'ashem. So then he's liable not just the principal amount, the karen, but also the penalty amount and a carbon ashem. So we see when witnesses establish the fact that he lied, he's not on the hook for the additional penalty payments in the ashem. It's only when he admits by himself. But of course, someone doing tshuva should step up and admit by himself, not wait until incriminating edim come forward. This is one of the reasons we start doing vidui, we start confessing and looking with, you know, critical self-examination what we're doing wrong, so we can start addressing it, you know, before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur roll around. Tiskul le mitzvot. Have a great week.